Shalom Aleichem, everyone. This year is based on Likutei Siches, Chelek Yud Zayin, Parshas Gdoshim Aleph. It's also a Siyum on Maseches Sanhedrin. What we are going to do in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to cover a few Iyunim, a few in-depth insight on the Sicha. I'm going to mention the Isias, the footnotes, the He'ores, upon which we are going to focus, about five Iyunim in Mitzvah Hashem, to try to clarify a bit of an understanding on some of the points of the Sicha. So the first one is on Eis Aleph, the first Eis, He'ores 7, 8, and 9. And if you take a look on the footnote 7, 8, and 9, you may wonder what's the Iyun here. These are apparently reference to some Inyonim that the Rebbe brings in the Pnim of the Sicha from Tanya. But as you'll soon see, we're going to try to clarify the Rebbe's Kavana here in those footnotes, particularly in footnote 9. Let me summarize the Pnim first. As the Rebbe is saying, this is actually the opening question in the Sicha. The Rebbe brings a Maimon Chazal from Maseches Smachos. And the Rebbe there, the Maimon Chazal says, Kol Hagenev Ke'ilu Eved Avedas Kechovim. Meaning that there is something in common between Gneva and Aveda Zara. And the Rebbe's question is, what's the Dimyon? What's unique? What's the Tzara Shave? What is the point in common that exists between Gneva, the Isser of stealing, and Aveda Zara? As the Rebbe puts question, darf man verstehen, was ist in Gneva? Was ist da in Gneva? Was ist von dem Mitzische Ben Adam nach Havere? Was ist einer zu wieder? Das heißt, Rabbi is asking, Kilu Zeis ve'oid. First of all, we have to understand what's unique in Gneva, which is compared to Aveda Zara. And Zeis ve'oid, even more so, that Gneva is an Havere she Ben Adam nach Havere. What is the dimyon between an avera she ben adam lachavera with aveda zara, which is ben adam lamokim? Anyhow, that's the question the Rebbe asks. But the Rebbe gives an introduction to the question, meaning the Rebbe says you can't say that the reason why chachamim were medame compared gneva to avedas kechavim, because the Chachamim wanted to really express the chumra of Gneva. So they chose Avedas Kochavim, which is the Avera Achi Chamura. Rebbe says, we know how Divrei Chazal are so meduyak, must be that there is a dimyon inyoni mehusi, an essential comparison between something in common between Gneva and Aveda Zara. For that Fashtein, we have to understand what's in common between the two. That's the opening question. Then there is a bracket. In the bracket, the Rebbe Bavarum Tepes. The Rebbe says, Nachme, the truth is, every single Aveda has something in common, inyoni, mehusi, with Aveda Zara. And that is, Al Pivas, the Alter Rebbe says in the Tanya, that the truth is, through each and every Avera, even Avera Kala, we are disconnecting ourselves from the Eivishta. Every single Avera is Eiver Zayin on the Rotzen Elin, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. And so, from that perspective, every Avera, in a sense, is a little bit of an Aveda Zara. What is Aveda Zara? It's disconnecting from Hashem. So every Avera is a me'ein of Aveda Zara in that sense. Yet, the Rebbe says, still, The question remains, because we don't say a Maimah Chazal with regard to each and every Avera, it's Ke'ilu Eved Aveda Zara. Mashma, that if we say such a Maimah Chazal, such as for Gneva, Kala Genev Ke'ilu Eved Aveda Kochavim, it means that in addition to the general point in common which exists between every single Avera, including Gneva with Aveda Zara, which is disconnecting from the Beibishn, there is something unique, there is an additional connection between Gneva and Aveda Zara. Midafashtein, what's this unique, this special connection between Gneva and Aveda Zara? That's basically a summary of the Pnim of the Sikha, particularly the footnote, the bracket upon which those footnotes that we want to discuss are based on. Now, what's footnote 7, 8, and 9 referring to? Let's read in the Pnim. Nochme. Rabbi says, Be'emes, om dochale avir se shaychut su avir azor. Yalte Rabbi Zmever Baruch in Tanya. Footnote 7, Perek Choveilach. As le yilichoyskel kol shasa mitzleis ase. While here are 8, Shom in Tanya. Perek Chovdal el Chovhei. Doch jeder Avera, was mis Eivir auf den Rotzen der Elien wird, man bischass Meise, abgerissen von der Lukus, azei viduch und chet von Aveda Zohar. It's explained in Tanya, through that lo ye lecha is kedel all the shasa leisase, and as the Alter Rebbe continued to explain, because through each and every Avera is bischass Meise, we are disconnected from the Lukus. Just like by the chet of Aveda Zohar. The difference is, each nevi aver is only bishas maise. Mashenken avida zara is rachman al itzlan, completely disconnected from the meibishn. On the word bishas maise, footnote 9, Rabbi is metzayin ve'ayin igeras atshuva perek zayin. So, be'ashkof harishen, at first glance, daf hashtem, we have to understand here what's going on. First of all, why is the Rabbi mechalek all these into so many different footnotes, 7, 8, and 9, particularly He'ara 9, which is an additional He'ara not included in the previous one. Second, what's the diuk in footnote 9? Ve'ayin igeres atshuva. Not hure'ei, look there, or just simply as 7 and 8, where the Rabbi just put the reference. The Rabbi doesn't just put the reference, he gets a tshuva perek zayin. Ve'ayin, and that's just not ure'ei, but ve'ayin, midaf me'ayin zayin. What's the diuk here, ve'ayin? And third, really, ve'hu ha'iko, what's the kavana here with this he'ara, particularly on the words bishas ma'ise? I'll try to clarify the question here. Because if you take a look in Tanya, so really, this first quote, as le ye lecha is kel kol shasa mitzvah isase, that's in Perek Chof. Now the Rebbe there in Perek Chof begins, and he says that, anechi is kel ol de ramach mitzase, un le ye lecha is kel ol de shasa mitzvah isase. And then he continues to explain, and he explains first ramach mitzase, how they're included in Anechi. And then eventually in Chav Dalet and Chav Hei, that the Rebbe is Meirich there, is Mevair, how every single mitzvah, every single Avera, Leisase, is included in Le'i Lecha, because through every single Avera, when you're Avera, Leisase, is just like Aveda Zara. That Bishas Meise, that the Rebbe is clearly there. In Perek Chav Dalet, he explains it at length, that Bishas Maise, Vimken, Achete, Ve'ever, Tzenigsba, I'm reading here from Chavdalet, Afilu Be'avera Kala, Bishas Maise, Betachlis Arichuk, Mikdusha Al Yenosh, Yehuda Ve'aduse, Yisbarach, and he continues, Et Shalacha Maise Achet, but after the Maise Achet, Yimi Me'avera, She'en Bohem Kares, Umisa Bideshamaim, Yemol, then, in Echnami, he won't be disconnected, because his Neshama still remains connected, if it's not from Kares, or the Averas of Kores, or Misa Mitzshomayim, obviously Aveda Zara. If it's Staman Avera Kala, it's only Bishas Maise that he is disconnected. After that, he becomes connected again. So too, he says in Perek Chof Hei, מאחר, אפילו מעביר הקלה של דברי סייפכים של לבר ארצי נסבר, מאח שנפרד בו מייחוד ורדוסה כמי בעביד הזר המאז בשעס מייסה. Right? So he says that נקודה, I mean, in other words, the whole vial, the whole quote of the Rebbe, ורדוך ידע רביר, ומיז עבר אופן רוצן אל ורדמן בשעס מייסה, אבגירוסן פן לוקוס, עזוי וידוך נחפן עבדו. This whole thing is in פרק חוף דלת and in פרק חוף A. אז the Rebbe referenced in footnote 8. Le'idach, when you open your geras atshuva there in Perek Zayin, Bashkof HaRishena, at first glance, the Alter Rebbe doesn't speak about that. He doesn't speak about through that nekudah, that through Evi Avera, is Bishas Maise, you are abgerissen from the locus. There is no mention of Bishas Maise, you are abgerissen from the locus. So what's the kavana here on the words Bishas Maise, Eara 9, look up there, not just look up there, Ayan Igeres HaTshuva, Perek Zayin. Is a shlema, and the beer here, the explanation of what's going on is the following. The kavanah of the Rebbe here is to say that in Perek Chav Dal and Chav Hei, it is explained that through each and every Avera, even an Avera Kala, even if it doesn't have Kores and Misa B'da Shomayim, is just like Avedos Zorah, Bishas Maise, that Bishas Maise, we are abgerissen, we are disconnected from a locus. But the Rebbe is Metzayin on the words Bishas Maise, Zay Me'ayin. Look up there, Igeres HaTshuva, Perek Zayin, that from there we see that there is a situation. In fact, there is two types of situations where Achmana Litzlan, even through an Avera Kala, meaning Yeder Avera, as the Rebbe is Madgish here, Yeder Avera, even an Avera which is not Kores Umisim B'Shomayim, it could be a situation where the Yid will be actually disconnected from Elokus, and not only Bishas Maise, but Mamesh, just like by Kores, by Misim B'Shomayim, and by Avida Zor. How so? If you take a look in Geras HaTshuva Perek Zayin, the Rebbe says that a Yid should be Mizbeinen, speaking over here about Lev Nishbar and so on. Mashe Paal Ve'osa Bechatoav, what a Yid caused through his Chatoim, Ve'gam Goram Laker Nishmose, Ve'navshe Ha'elikis Mechaya Ha'im Baruch, he disconnected himself from Elokus. Seush Amurazal, Reshaim Bechayim Kruim Meisim, that they are disconnected through a hate, we are disconnected from a locus. But then, Alter Rebbe continues and says the following. Af mi, sheleyovar alav in kores, vegam lealov in misi bide shomayim, shu tzazal kagavna, tzazal levatolo kagavna, ela sharaviris kales, fal pikein, what the Alter Rebbe is saying there, there could be a situation where it's an Avera Kala, and yet the Yid, Rachmana Litzlan, will be disconnected from Elokus, just like by Kores or Misa B'da Shomayim. In other words, just like by Avida Zorah too. And not only Bishas Maise, but Mamesh. How so? Beribu Yachatoim. Through a combination of many different Averes Kales, Ayid can be Goyrem to be Oiker Nishmose Legamre, just like by Avida Zorah. And the Moshul that the Rebbe brings is the Chavolim Dakim. You have a chevel that is shozu from many different thin thread. Each one of them represents a mitzvah, an aveira. And when a yid disconnect is over on one leis aseh, which doesn't have kares and misa, he disconnects one thread, but the entire chevel remains connected. But what happens if you disconnect 1, 2, 10, 100, 200, even though all those chatoim rabim are small threads, are avelis kalas, but it could be goyrim to completely disconnect the chevel lagamre, just like by kares and misa b'deshamayim. What do we see from here? That it could be a situation where the Yithru and Avera Kala won't be just Bishas Maise disconnected, but Lagamra disconnected, just like Avida Zara. That's one situation. Then you see there a second situation. Even if it's one Chet, it's that same Chet, not Chatoim Rabbi, many different types of Avera's Kalas, but one. But he repeats that one Piyomim Rabbis Meids many times, says the Alter Rebbe, it could be a situation that through that the Yid will be Goyrem, that his neshama will disconnect from the Eibishter, just like by Kares and Misa B'Tashem, just like by Avodah Zarah, and not only Vishas Maise, but Mamish. And how so? Here it brings a different mashal, because the first mashal is not going to work, it's not going to illustrate that point. The Alter Rebbe uses another mashal which is going to illustrate that point. And what is the second mashal? I'm not going to read it inside, just share it briefly. There could be a matzav, where you have shemesh, where you have the sun, and you're in your room. And so you receive light from the sun. Then comes an onan, a cloud, and blocks completely, a heavy cloud, blocks completely the light from the sun. That's like kores or misabit shomayim or avida zara. It disconnects completely the light, the shemesh, the moker achayis. Then it could be a situation where you put a mechitza kala, klusha, you put blind, and the shemesh go through. Now the blind blocks it a little bit, but the shemesh go through. Only a little bit of light is blocked. That's just like an avira kala. But if you had another mechitza klusha, the same one, you had another exactly the same blind. You had another blind. You had 10, 100 blinds. Then you will have a situation where it will block the light, just like an onan will actually block the light. And so, the Alter Rebbe, with that mashal, illustrated it could be a situation where a yid will be over on an avera kalam, but because he does it, kfilas rabim peyamim rabbis me'oid, it could be a situation where he block the light legamre. What do you see from here? See that it could be a situation where through an avera kala, two situations, chatoim rabim, or the same chet, but piyomim rabbis me'oid, that it could be a matzav that will be just like kares and misa b'deshumayim, where the yid will be chman litzlan, disconnect from the lukus, not only bishas maise, but legamre, just like b'kares, b'misa, b'avida zara. And so that's the pshat in the He'orah 9, Ve'ayin igeres ha'tshuva on the words bishas maise. What the Rebbe means here. It means like this. In the Pnimi says, based on Tanya Chavdal Chavhei, where the Alter Rebbe there speaks about a person that does one Avera Kala one time or two times, is the demon with Aveda Zara would still be a demon, but the demon would be that only bishas maise he's disconnected from Elokus. The Rebbe says, "Ve'ayin igeres ha'tshuva." It could be a situations or two types of situations we explained that it could be yeder avera. Any types of avera kala could bring a yid to Rachman al Itzlan, be disconnected from Elokus, mamish like avida zara, not only just bishas ma'ise. And so that's related to the teichen of the sicha, where it's the pnim. The whole point of the pnim is to say that there is already a dimyan in yoni muhusi between every single avera and avida zara, in the sense that through each and every avera we're disconnected from Elokus. But the point of the Ara 9 is even more. The dimyan is even stronger. That in the pnim the dimyan is only bishas ma'ise. Mashenken the Ara 9, it could be a dimyan where each and every avera kala could be two situations geirem where the person will be disconnected mamish like by the situation of avida zara. That's l'chayr de pshat of Ara 9. And we'll move on to a second point. This time, in the second ice base, towards the end, the last paragraph, Nochme. There is also Hara 18 there, and it's related also to Ace Zain. So Ace Base, Hara 18 in Ace Base, and Ace Zain. Let me first explain the Pnim. Also, I mean a little bit of the Hara. I'm not going to go through the Hara with all the details, but just give a brief summary of what the Rebbe is saying. In Ace Base, that's the question. And then in Ace Zain, what's the answer? And apparently there is a question here, and I saw that this question was asked actually in the Kev Tzeores of the previous years. And I imagine it could be other people learning the Sicha now and having the same type of question. So I'd like to clarify what's L'Cheira de Pshat over here. And let me first explain what the summarize what the Rebbe is saying. Rebbe brings Gemara in the Siyum of Maseres Sanhedrin, the last Mishnah, and the Gemara on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, speaking about Irani Dochas, V'le Yidbak B'yadcho Me'uma Min HaCherem, you're not allowed to take from the Cherem of Irani Dochas, from the Shlal of Irani Dochas. And that's an issue of Yidbak V'yadcho Me'uma Min HaCherem. And the Mishnah concludes, she calls man shah reshoim ba'elam, as long as there is reshoim in the world, charon af ba'elam. Of the reshoim min ha'elam, nistal nek charon af min ha'elam. If the Gemara is asking, man reshoim, who are the reshoim? Amar Rav Yosef ganvei, the thieves. So obviously the Rebbe asks a question on it, the Mefarshim also, stellen sich, what's the pshat, what's the Gemara's question, what's the Gemara's answer? And then the Rebbe brings the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim saying like this. What's the question? Obviously we know what a Rasha is. But here we don't know the Rishoim here with regard to the context of the Mishnah. Being that we're speaking about Irani Dachas, must be that when we say Kolzman Shai Rishoim Ba'ilam, it refers to Irani Dachas. The problem is that the Zayi the Gemara assume in the Salka Daitach that who could be the Rishoim of Irani Dachas? The Anshe Irani Dachas, the people of Irani Dachas. But Eba Zoy, how could you say she calls man she Rishoim ba'ilom charanav ba'ilom? As long as the Rishoim are in the veld, is charanav ba'ilom. And you're speaking over here when? After ve'lo yidbak be'yotcha me'uma min acherem, which means after the posuk who says hake take esa yeshve ha'irai. In other words, we're speaking over here about a time in the pasuk, in the context of the Mishnah, where all the people of the Anshei Irani Dachas were already killed. They're dead. They're not in the world. So what is the Mishnah saying? They're called Man Shei Rishoyim Ba'il. They're not in the world. Well, so Man Rishoyim. Who are those Rishoyim? So Amar Rav Yosef Ganvei. Meaning, we're speaking over here about people came outside from the city and they're not the Anshei Irani Dachas. But yet, yes, you're right that they have a connection, obviously, with Irani Dachas because they're coming in that Mishnah. Who are they? They are the people who came and steal and stole from the shalal Irani Dachas from the Cherem. They took from the Cherem. And as long as you have those Rishayim that took from the Cherem, they were over on the Avera Vele Yidbak Beyadcha Me'uma Min HaCherem, is there is Charon Af Ba'olam. That's the pshat of the Gemara according to the Mefarshim. So the Rebbe is asking a question. Rebbe says, the point is, apparently, the point is not ganve, thieves. The point is not thieves from the bank. People are stealing from the bank, or bichal, people are stealing. The answer is, the ikar of the answer is, people who took from the Irani Dachas, people took from the Cherem. So maybe is Ika Chaser Min HaSefer, Rav Yosef, what is he saying? Ganve. The problem is not about Gneva. Meaning, even if they took the Cherem not through Gneva. let's say there was no, you could think about different type of situation where there was no isur gneva involved into taking from the chayrim, there will still be an isur, and that's the real isur, and that's the charon av beilam. We're not speaking about stam gneva over here, we're speaking about people who took from the chayrim. Gneva isn't relevant necessarily to the answer over here. And therefore, ask the Rebbe, why is Rav Yosef speaking about Ganve and emphasizing Ganve and not mentioning at all about Cherem when he should have said the people were either on Yidbak Beyatra Min HaCherem or Ele Shelakhu Min HaCherem? That's the Rebbe's question. Then the Rebbe adds, Nochme. Rebbe adds, Kevyochel, a second question, or Ve'oid, as we'll soon see, it's strengthening the first question. But apparently this is a second question. What's the Nochme? Rabbi says like this. With regard to Gneva, there is a Shakla Vetaria in the Rishonim, in the Achenim, there's a Shakla Vetaria, whether Benagia Yisuri Ano, Gneva from Yisuri Ano, there is a Yisur Gneva in the first place. What's the Shakla Vetaria in brief? The question is about Yisuri Ano. Who, is there Baalus in Yisuri Ano or not? Meaning, do you say that when a person does a kinyan, I give an example, somebody bought basar, somebody bought chalav, and then he was mevashel basar b'chalav, so it's not osu ba'ana. Now comes Shimon, somebody else, and he takes the basar b'chalav from Reuven. He says, anyway, you can't use it. It's osu ba'ana, I'm taking it. Is he either on gneva or not? So it depends. The machlek is rishenim. And the machlekes depends on the gather of bailus. Is bailus determined by kinyan? You made kinyan, you do baal. It doesn't matter if you can use the object or not. Or bailus is determined by the hishtamshus, the shlita on the chayfetz. As long as you have, obviously you need to do kinyan, but there is another component that is needed, which is shlita and ishtamshus on the chayfetz. As long as you control completely the chayfetz, you can use the chayfetz as you wish, you're the baal. But if you lose that component, then even if you did kinyin on it, you've lost your ownership. And it becomes hefka. B'meile, hefka mina would be if somebody takes it. With ambroshus. If there is isu gneva on that. If you steal bailus is determined by kinyin, and kinyan only, it doesn't matter if you have the shlita or the ability to be mishtamesh or not, then there is gneva, obviously. But if bailus is determined by, in addition to kinyan, also by the shlita and the hishtamshus and the use of the chayfetz, you have lost complete control and use, the ability to use the chayfetz, so there is no gneva in it. But mele, nafkamina would be any isurana, you can't use it. It's true you did kinyan, you are the original baal, and so on, but as long as now you can't use it, do you still have your bailus on it or not? Some shittas holds, yes. You still own the baal, and therefore if somebody takes it, there is gneva. Other shittas says, no. As soon as you lost your shlita and ishtamshus on the chayvet, you can't use it, it's also ba'ana. Anybody can take it, there is no isur gneva. And that's a shakla v'taya in the Rishonim. Actually, the Rebbe is metzayin to the Rashba, to the Ran, aval re'ei shulchanuch al terebe, which the Alter Rebbe holds like the shita that there is gneva. In other words, at the end, the Alter Rebbe passing there in Kuntros Achen, in Yilchus Chometz, that in Yilchus Pesach, that there is gneva, meaning that bailus is determined by the kinyan. You made kinyan, you still the bailus, even though if it's also ba'ana, you still the bailus. Now, what's the Rebbe's question, apparently? Rebbe is saying, Rav Yosef is answering ganve, there is gneva. But one second, we're speaking about cherem over here. Cherem is also ba'ana. It's a whole shakal of a tayah bichlal if there is gneva in isur ana. Some shita says yes, some shita says no. So what's going on here? How come Rav Yosef answered Ganve? So Rav Yosef shouldn't have said Ganve. Rav Yosef should have said as the original question was, you should have said the isur is not about gneva. Look, there is a beklal shaklavetai if there is gneva here. You should have said the isur is obviously that it took from the cherem leidbak beyatcha meulma min acher. Now, Eibazai, and that I saw, like I was mentioning before, people ask the question, how this second question of the Rebbe, which apparently it's Isur Anor, there is a Ganzen Shalvetayev, there is Gneva or not Benegei Isur Anor, how this Prat, this question is answered in the Sicha, because apparently later on in the Sicha, the whole Mahalach of the Sicha is that obviously we're speaking about people who took from the Cherem, but as the Rebbe is Mechadesh, we'll speak about this a bit later, that the only way to explain, that's the Rebbe's answer, and the question of the Gemara was, Man Rishayim, how is the Charon Af Nimshach Ba'elam, meaning how, speaking about that the Cherem doesn't exist anymore, the Cherem was burned, disappeared, because it says, Kol Zman Sheha Rishayim Ba'elam, not Kol Zman Sheha Avido Zara Ba'elam. And yet, Nimshach, there is Charon Af Ba'elam. So the Gemara's question is, what type of rishus is it with regard to the Cherem that can cause that even if the Avodah Zarah is not in the world, even if the Cherem is not in the world, the Charon Af is still Nimshach Ba'elam. The Rebbe is Mechadesh, so Malach in the Sicha, I'm not going to go to the details now, but the Rebbe is Mechadesh that the whole Chiddush over here is Ganvei. Meaning the Rav Yosef, and that's how it answers the Rebbe's question, the first question, which is why is Rav Yosef mentioning Ganve, not people who took from the Cherem? Because according to the Rebbe's Mahalach, in the Sakha Daita, we knew already that we're speaking about people who took from the Cherem. The only question was, how come there are Mamshid Dachar Anaf? Which type of rishus can cause something like that? According to the Mefarshim, we didn't know that. We thought, you know, the only people that could be related to Iran and Dachas would be the Anshe Iran and Dachas. So we asked, Man Rishoyim, they're not here, they're dead. They were killed. And Rav Yosef is Mechadesh, we're speaking about the people who took from the Cherem. So there was the Rebbe's question, you should have said the people who took from the Cherem, not Ganve. But according to the Rebbe, we knew that even in the Sakha Daita that we're speaking about the people who took from the Cherem, question was only, how come it's Mamshir the Charon Af, even though the Avodah Zarah, the Cherem, is not anymore in the world? Because from the Diuk, Kozman Sheha Rishayim Ba'elam is Mashma, even if the Avodah Zarah is not anymore Ba'elam. And the answer is Ganve, because Gneva has something unique, which is an issue of Peula Nimsheches. The love of Gneva is Peula Nimsheches. We'll speak about this a bit later in the Shir. And therefore, the Charon Af is Nimshal Ba'elam. So therefore, Rav Yosef emphasized that diuk, that only detail that we needed to know, which is Ganve. And that's the Rebbe's bio later on in the Sicha, in his stunning Eis Hei, Vav, and Zayin. It's Eibazoi, Frekzir the Shaila, and that is not answering in the Sicha, apparently, and the Rebbe doesn't address that clearly in the Sicha. But if, even according to the Rebbe's answer, Rav Yosef answers Ganve, meaning that we're speaking about that the way they took the Cherem was through the Isur Gneva. And now, why Dafka through the Isur Gneva? Because only through the Isur Gneva there is the union of Pul and Nimsheches, so the Charon Af is Nimshal Ba'elam, the whole Malach of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe's question at the end of Eis Beis comes back, but there is a whole Shakla V'Tayah Bichlal if there is Isur Gneva on Isur Anor, such as Cherem here. Or not. According to some shittas, there is. In fact, according to the Alter Rebbe, there is. But according to others, there isn't. So that prat isn't answered apparently in the Sicha. So Yeshlema that the Bir is Pashut. And really, we have to revisit. We have to clarify well what was the Rebbe's question. And when we understand what was the Rebbe's question in the first place, in the Nochmer, then we'll understand how this Prat is answered automatically according to the Rebbe later on. The Rebbe's question on the Mefarshim wasn't, you know, you have Shittes who holds that by Isur Anor there is no Gneva, so how does it fit? That wasn't the question. In fact, if that was the question, it should have been a second question. How could Rav Yosef say ganve? Do you have shittas who hold that there is no gneva? First of all, that's not how the question is asked in the Lashon. And second, it doesn't come as a second separate question. It comes as a nochmer, meaning, what's the Duke nochmer? Nochmer is, it's strengthening the first question, the one and only question, the one big question the Rebbe is asking. It's really a hemshah to the first question that the Rebbe already asked, and the Rebbe only strengthened that question. What's the pshat? The Rebbe is saying like this. According to the Mefarshim, now, Rav Yosef says ganve. You cannot ask on Rav Yosef, on the Mefarshim, according to the Mefarshim on Rav Yosef, how come you say ganve? You have shittes who hold there is no isur gneva and isur ana. Because Rav Yosef will answer you, ichalt. Rav Yosef is an ameiro. Ichalt that there is, as there is isur gneva and isur ana. Another rabbi from Rav Yosef, you can bring a raya to the shita, which is also the shita of the Alter Rebbe, that there is a isur gneva benagei isur ano. In other words, you cannot ask such a question on Rav Yosef. What's the Rebbe's question? The Rebbe's question is different. Rebbe is saying, look, Rav Yosef, according to the Mefarshim, why do you have to put yourself in a situation, meaning choose an aveira, which there is a shaklevata, according to some shittas there is, according to some shittas there isn't, when you can and should choose an avera which goes according to everybody. Which that will work according to everybody. Well, why do you put yourself in such a shaklevataya? And that's really part of the first question. The first question was, why do you choose gneva? You should have chose v'lo yidbak b'yad chamu minachem. That's the ikachet over here. Nochmer. In Gneva, there is a whole shaklevata b'chlal if there is an isu. And I understand that Rav Yosef holds that there is an isu. But why you have to choose that? If that's not, if you're not muchach, in other words, if you don't have to choose Gneva, even though you hold that there is Gneva, but if you don't have to choose Gneva, you can choose v'lo yidbak b'yad chamu minachem, and you should choose that one actually, because it's the ikachet. Why you choose an avera which goes, you put yourself into problem, you which goes only according to one shita, when you can choose an avera which goes according to all shitas? That was the Rebbe's question. B'mele, this question is answered automatically according to the Rebbe's beer. Because according to the Rebbe's beer, Rav Yosef has to, he's mucher to choose Gneva. Because otherwise, we don't understand how come the Charan Av is Nimshach Ba'elam. B'mele, you cannot ask Rav Yosef, well, do you have shittas who hold there is no Isur Gneva? Well, Rav Yosef will answer you, Ichalt, that there is, yeah. Now, you'll say to Rav Yosef, well, why you put yourself into Brown? Why you put yourself in a Isur that is only according to one shittah which you hold like that one, when you could have chosen an Isur that is according to every shittah? So Rav Yosef will answer you because according to Velo Yidbak B'yad Chamu Menachem, only according to every shita, meaning without Gneva, we won't understand the Nimshach Charanav Be'elam. So I must explain the Gemara, the Mishnah, only according to the shita Vasichalt, which is that there is Isur Gneva on Isur Ano. That's the Chayra, the Pshat over here. In the Mahalach of the Sicha. Now let's move on to He'ara 22. Third Iyun. In He'ara 22, the Rabbi is asking a question on the Lashon of the Braisa. In the Pnim, the Rebbe brings the Braisa there at the end of Maseret Sanhedrin, where the Braisa shtelt sich of the Mishnah, and the Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Rosh Balaylam, Charan Balaylam, Shneamar, etc. Then the Braisa ends, Tzadik Balaylam, Teva Balaylam. Okay? So when Rasha comes to the world, Charoin of the Meibishten comes to the world. And when a Tzaddik, Bala Eilam, Teva Bala Eilam. When a tzaddik comes to the world, his teiva comes to the world. In Hara 22, the Rebbe tells sich on the Lashon, in the beginning of the Braisa, Rasha Bala Eilam. The Rebbe asks a question. Haloshon Rasha Bala Eilam, Av she tzaddik v'rasha leikana. It says in Maseches Nida, there is a malach that is memune al haheroyin, and on every tipa he says, this one will be an ani, will be an ashi, will be a chacham, he won't be a chacham, and so on and so forth. But tzaddik v'rasha he doesn't say. Why? Because on that there is priyo chavshis, and that's totally on the person. So how could you say, asks the Rebbe, Rasha Bala Elam, that Rasha comes, in other words, he's born into the world, he comes like this, he comes already a Rasha, when he doesn't come a Rasha? Tzadik v'Rasha leikana. And the Rebbe gives two answers. First answer, the Rebbe says, Ishleima, the Kavana is not necessarily Bala Elam, that he's born, he could be born not a Tzadik, not a Rasha. Right, but after that, he's over averes. From the time that he's over averes, boss at that moment, ba rasha leilam. In other words, ba rasha ba leilam. You can understand that literally, he comes to the world mamashly. He's born. And then you can understand it figuratively, meaning it's kind of a that as soon as he does an averes, it's like at that point there is a rasha that comes to the world. He already came to the world, the person. But the status of Rasha, the Rasha Sheboy, came to the world after he did an Avera, at whatever age. Okay? That's the first answer. Second answer, the Rebbe says, you could take it, say that Rasha Bola Elam is Kipshutoi, meaning that he's born a Rasha. How come? Tzadik v'Rasha Leikama. So the Rebbe says it depends on Bekeach and Bepeel. There is a Musak from a Rasha Bekeach and a Musak from a Rasha Bepeel. There's a potential Rasha and there is an actual Rasha. That's right. The Rebbe says an actual Rasha Bepeel is not born. Nobody is born a Rasha Bepeel. But a tendency to, a potential to, that yes, that is Shaya that a person is born with a tendency to Rishus. And the Rebbe brings a pasuk, as it says, Zoru Reshaim Merachem. There is a pasuk in Tehillim that it could be a Reshaim Merachem already from the Merachem, from the mother's womb. Zoru Reshaim Merachem. Yeah? From the mother's womb. And the Rebbe brings Sivan Amaimel Chazal, Kepiru Chazal in Yuma. What does it say there? A story there. That there was a woman, she was pregnant, and it was Yom Kippur, and she smelled something, and she wanted to eat. So it was a sakana, so we didn't know what to do. So also they came to Rabbi Chanina, and said, what should we do? So he said, you should go and tell her that it's Yom Kippur today, and we're supposed to eat, and so on. They went, they told her, but it didn't work. She didn't calm down. And it doesn't say there in the story, but apparently she had to eat. So the Gemara continues and says, Kari alei zor reshayim merachem. Nafak mina shapsoi yatzopereng. Meaning that the fact that she didn't come down, that the Uba, refers to the Uba, that the Uba didn't come down, so that shows that they were, even though we tell him it's Yom Kippur and everything, it shows that already Merechem, he had a tendency to Rishus. And in fact, it was born from that pregnancy, that Uba was born Shapsoi Yatzaper, which wasn't exactly an honest person. So what do we see from here? And there is a musak that already from the uba is a tendency to some to rishus or to the other way. In fact, the story before is about Tzidkus. That same story, there was a woman who was pregnant and passed by, and it was Yom Kippur, and she passed by in front of something, she smelled, and she basically wanted to eat. So they came in to Rebbe and they said, what should we do? He said the same thing. Go tell her in her ear that it's Yom Kippur today. And they did. And the craving stopped. So he said, in other words, the Uba basically calmed down. So he said, Kari Alei, he said to her, On her, beterem etzocha v'abeten idaticha, beterem teitze merechem idashticha. Meaning, he said that already in your rechem, there is already a uber that understand that you tell me it's Yom Kippur, he understand, he calmed down. And the Gemara continues, nafak mine Rabbi Yechanan. Ken Rabbi Yechanan from this uber. Kalpanim, what do we see from here? The Rabbi Ani brings the second part of the story, Zohu Reshayim Rechem, that there is a tendency already from the Rechem to Rishus. And that's Rosh HaBaleilam, says Tazayi. Rabbi answers, Tzadik v'Rosh HaLeKa'omar, it's Bepayel. Tzadik v'Rosh HaBepayel, that we don't say. That a person is not born an actual Tzadik, an actual Rosh Ha, but a potential Rosh Ha, that's possible. But mele, that's the pshat Rosh HaBaleilam, it's a potential Rosh Ha. Now, Pizah the Rebbe said, according to the second answer, we have to say that the Hemshech Charein Bola Elam is also a potential Charein. Meaning, if he's a potential Rosh Ha, you cannot have an actual Charein for the potential Rishus. So that too, Charein Bola Elam has to be Charein Bekoyach and not Bepoyach. That's the Teichen of the He'ara. Factor the Shaila. Why is the Rebbe asking the question on Rosh HaBaleilam and not on Tzadik BaLeilam? In the Braisa it says after that, Tzadik BaLeilam, Teva BaLeilam. It also says the same Lashon for a Tzadik, BaLeilam. And you have the same question on that, L'chaira, because Shteti Nida, Tzadik V'Rosh HaLeKa'ama. Not just Rosh but also Tzadik. So why is the Rebbe's question only on Rosh? So, apparently we could have said, Lipilpula, we could have answered that it's possible to say there is a difference between the Rosh and the Tzadik. And that is why, if we're going to accept that is why the Rebbe asked the question on the Rosh and not on the Tzadik, because on the Tzadik, the question is Kushumi Karaleis. The question is not a question in the first place. How so? In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe also has the similar question, but I get a different Maimon Chazal. It says that Eov said, in Perek Aleph, the Alter Rebbe brings it from Bor Basra, Eov said, Ribbein Shalilom. Barasa tzadikim, barasa rishayim, etc. So as the Alter Rebbe, veho tzadik v'rasha leikama. How could Eov say, barasa, you created tzadikim, you created rishayim, but we just learned, right, from Nida, tzadik v'rasha leikama, that when a child is born, we don't say tzadik, the Mala doesn't say tzadik v'rasha, because that is not decided. How could he be created at Sadi, created in Russia? Now, how does the Alter Rebbe answer this question? In fact, the Alter Rebbe answers this question in two shlovim, in two parts, in two different parakim. In Perek Yudalet, the Alter Rebbe answers Benegia the Tzadik, and in Perek Chavzayin, the Alter Rebbe answers Benegia the Russia. And that's how the Alter Rebbe answers. Perek Yudalet, the Alter Rebbe says, Barosa Tzadikim, it refers to tzadikim gmurim, or tzadikim sheinam gmurim, a real tzadik, meaning b'shem ateya, And with regard to a tzaddik b'shem Ateya, a person is born a tzaddik. Now, the Rebbe explains there that a beinoni, right, he shouldn't feel bad if he cannot become, if he has machshavos and feelings and so on, because the Eibishter created him with a particular neshama. And only tzaddikim, tzaddik gomor, tzaddik sheni gomor, are born with a unique neshama where they can become a tzaddik gomor or a tzaddik sheni gomor. And that's the pshat, borosa tzaddikim, the Eibishter creates tzaddikim. In Perek Chav Zayin, how does the Alter Rebbe answer Baras HaRishayim differently? He says that Baras HaRishayim, the pshat is that you created Beinanim, really, that comes to them Kemais HaRishayim, the feelings of the Rishayim. Not that the Rishayim be pale, because the Eibush doesn't create Rishayim be pale, but they're born like every person. He's born with midas and ergeishim and keches pnimim, which are just like the reshaim, but in ma'ase bepel, machshava dibur ma'ase, nobody is born a rasha. That's how the Alter Rebbe answers later on in Perek Chav Zayin. So we can say perhaps that this is why the question is only benoga de rasha. Because nobody is born a Rasha. There's no such a concept of being born a Rasha. Rabbi is asking, Rasha Bala Elam, and Tzadik V'Rasha Lekama. Mashenk Menegad the Tzadik, there is such a concept of Barasa Tzadikim. As the Alter Rebbe explains here in Perek Yudalet, Tzadik B'Shem Ateya is born a Tzadik. So if you're going to say that the Maimon Chazal there in Sanhedrin, at the end, Tzadik Bala Elam refers to a Tzadik B'Shem Ateya, then you understand that he says Tzadik Bala Elam. Taki is created a Tzadik. Memele, since there is such an option, since there is such a possibility to explain, that is why the Rebbe doesn't ask the question of Tzadik Milchatrila. Abba, we can't say such a thing, at least based on what the Rebbe is saying in Eis Yud Beis at the end in the Heira there, it's almost by the way, it's in a bracket there. If you take a look at the paragraph that begins Val Derech Zeh Du Chasiyas HaTev, the Rebbe clearly says Tzadik Do, Tzadik in Maseres Sanhedrin Do, Men Doch Nid Dafka. Der Amitis Shem Ateo von Tzadik, noch Eich Tzadik B'Shem HaMushal. So we clearly say that the Tzadik in Sanhedrin, in the Maimon Chazal, refers to not to Shem Ateo, but to Shem HaMushal. But maybe if that's the case, we can't say that this is why the Rebbe doesn't ask the question but again at Tzadik, because Tzadik Bala Elam is Baras HaTzadikim, refers to a Tzadik B'Shem Ateya, which is born at Tzadik, which is created at Tzadik. Because the Rebbe says, we're speaking about Shema Mushal. He's speaking about Shema Mushal. Shema Mushal is Pshat, somebody who does mitzvahs, and Rav mitzvahs, he becomes a Tzadik B'Shem Mushal. And that's not something that a person is born with, that's something that he becomes. So the same question that you ask for the Rasha, that you become a Rasha, same question you should ask on the Tzadik. Ibn Mele, we have to answer that L'chera Pashut Inachinami, the same question applies on the Tzadik. And the same answers apply on the Tzadik. And the reason why the Rebbe is Shtelzir on the Rasha is because it's the beginning of the Maimon Chazal. But once you read the He'ara and you finish the He'ara, you apply the same thing on the Tzaddik. In both answers the Rebbe is saying on the Rasha, you can say on the Tzaddik. First answer, HaKavana is Me'eis, that there is Mekayim Mitzvah, She'oz Nase Tzaddik U'Bemele Bo Tzaddik Ba'ilam. And Gam Yeshlema, you can answer also the second answer. Remember in the story there in Yuma, Pei Beis, Amud Beis, there, the first story is actually about the Tzaddik. But Rabbi Yechanan there as an Uba. Second story is about Shapsoi, which refers to Shoyim Erechem. So here you see also that there is a tendency to Tzitkus, tzadik b'koyach, just like a rosha b'koyach, ready mi beten, and therefore you can answer the rabbi's the second answer also, and you'll have to say also that according to that teiva b'ala elam is also b'koyach al derech the rabbi is saying b'negad echaron b'ala elam. I the rabbi shtalzer on the rosha because the rabbi shtalzer on the beginning of the Maamar Chazal and he's soimech on the me'ayin that obviously will understand that everything the rabbi said on the rosha will apply on the tzaddik. Next nekuda. Next nekuda is on Eis Vav. Here I'd like to clarify something in the Havana there, specifically because I saw and I heard and I realized that a lot of people understood the pshat there in what the Rebbe is saying, how the Rebbe explains the Ragat Shavar in a certain way. And I'd like to clarify what's the pshat there, what's the Havana there in what the Rebbe is saying. Let me first summarize what the pnim of the Eis Vav, what the Rebbe, the Nekudas Advarim, what the Rebbe is saying there. Rebbe brings a Ragat Shavah that the Isu of Gneva and Gzela is a Pe'ula Nimsheches. Meaning, it's not that a person did an Avera, a one-time Avera, Chad Pa'ami, he stole, and that's it, he did one Avera. But as long as he did not return the stolen object, it's considered that every single second, every single moment, b'chol rega v'rega, the pe'ula of gneva or gzela is mischadeshes. It gets renewed and is recurring. So he's stealing again, he's stealing again, he's stealing again. Each and every moment is over on the lav mechadash. It's almost like he, instead of stealing one time, he's stealing 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. Pe'ula nimsheches. Im it's Hashem, we're going to be, at the end of the shiri, we're going to be ma'irich on the havana of this concept in a moment. But for now, just briefly, that's the pshat of pe'ula nimsheches. Gneva is an isur that is recurring every single moment, as long as the person did not return the object. That's a musag that the Ragat Shavah brings. The Rebbe brings it in the name of the Ragat Shavah. And he says, the Ragat Shavah, apizeh, he explains something in a Rambam. And that's the context, or one of the places, where the Ragat Shavah refers to this concept of Gneva and Gzela being Pulanim Sheches with regard to this Rambam. In other words, the Ragat Shavah bases his chiddush that Gneva Gzela is Pulanim Sheches, one of the bases is this Rambam. Or you can say it differently. Based on that, the Ragat Shavah explains a Rambam. What is the Rambam? The Rambam is saying that Lei Signev and Lei Sigzel, those two lavim, are lav and shenitan letashlumin. It's a lav that the Torah gave it an assay, which you can fix the lav, which you can be mesaken the lav. What's the assay? Ve'eshives agzela shegozel, right? There is a leisigzel, leisignal, but after that there is an assay that a mitzvah assay to return the gzela. And when the Torah does that, when the Torah records an assay after the lav, it means that the assay comes to be mesaken the lav. You have an option to be mesaken the lav. How so? Through the assay. Now, the Ragat Shavah asks a question. He doesn't ask it this way, but we'll paraphrase what the Ragat Shavah is saying. This concept of lav shenitak la'aseh is a concept bichlal benegia other lavim, such as, for example, shiluach hakan. There's an isu not to take tika ha'eim alabonim. And after that it says, shalach te shalach esa'eim. So that's a lava nitak la'aseh, meaning if you take the aim, alabonim, then you over alav. When you, after that, you shalach to shalach, you send away the aim, the mother bird, then you are, it's nitak le'ase, you're mesakin the lav. It's called lav anitak le'ase. Sugin makas, there are different makas design, different examples of a lav anitak le'ase, one of them shulach hakan, but many others. So apparently, gneva and gzeira is also one of them, right? Actually, when people bring an example of a lav anitak le'ase, usually they use gneva and gzeira, it's exactly that. The lav, not allowed to steal, but then there is an ase right after that who is there to be misaken the lav, and that's ve'yeshivasa gzeira. But the Rebbe asks a question, so Eba Zoy, why is the Rambam categorizes gneva and gzeira under the klal of lav shenitin letashlumin? And why not under the klal of lav bepashtus, lav shenita klase? So the Ragachava explains that there is two gdorim. There is lav shenita klase, and then there is lav shenitun letashlumi. And there is a difference between the two. And that is why, excuse me, let me say it different. There is a lav shenita klase, typical lav shenita klase. And then there is gneva and gzeila, which have an assay, but it's different category, it's a different type. And that is why the Rambam categorizes as a lav shenita letashlumin, not necessarily as a lav shenita klase, in order to express the difference between the two. What's the difference? And now here, the Ragachava is very bekitzer, but the Rebbe explains his mefaneh ad Ragachava. The Rebbe explains the following. What is a lav shenita klase? There is a lav, and then there is an assay, and the assay is here to fix the lav. The Rebbe says, a typical lav shenita klase refers to a lav, to an isu lav, which is chad pa'ami, which is a one-time isu. Bishas pulas achet, when the person did the chet, that's when he was over the lav. Comes the Torah and say, "Asay, you have an opportunity to be mesaken your lav." What's the pshat? Says the Rebbe. Pshat is the Torah is saying that you have an opportunity to be oiker the lav milchatchila, as if you never did the lav. That's what the Torah is telling you. It's an assay to be mesaken the lav, meaning how you be mesaken the lav, to remove the lav. You have an opportunity to remove the mafri as if you never did this iso. That's by lav that is chat pa'ami, that is a one-time lav. And that you can call it lav shenita klase. But by gneva and gzeila, the lav, the iso is pe'ula nimshachas. It's recurring. Every single moment that you did not return, you're over mechadash again and again and again and again on the lav of Leisig Nevu. B'meile. Here, says the Rebbe, in the name of the Ragachava, you can't say that the assay that comes is mesaken the lav in a way that it takes all the lav, meaning all the lavim, because it's pula nimshachas milechatchila. Can't say that. B'meile, what is the pshat of the assay? Pshat of the assay is only to tell you that mikanu lehaba, as soon as you return the stolen object, mikanu lehaba, you're not over the lav. Therefore, the Rambam does not include Gzeil, gneva and gzeila under lav shenita klase, the typical lav shenita klase, because there we're speaking about an assay that is oike mile mafria de lav. Why? Because it's a lav chad pa'ami. But gneva and gzeila, which is not possible to say that, meaning that the assay is oike de lav, so therefore it has to be under a new category, a different category. It's lav shenitan le tashlumin. What's the pshat? That mikanu lehaba, you're not oive on the lav. But the assay is not oikel milim afchei adolav. That is what the Rebbe is saying. I just explained it Mamish Be'ashkof HaRishena, what the Rebbe is saying in Oizvav. Now, Hagufa Kasha, why Take, what's the difference? Why is it that by a Lav Shinita Klase we say that the Ase is Oikir Milam Afreya, the Lav, and by Lav, which is Pula Nimshaches, excuse me, let me start again. Why by a Lav Chat Pa'ami, a Lav that you're Oive only one time, we say that the Ase comes and is Oikir the Lav Milam Afreya? Masha'enk and Allah that is Pula Nimshecha, such as Gneva and Gzeira, we don't say that. We say, no, the assay is only stops the Avera Mekanu Laba, but it's not Mesakan the Lavi Milam Afreya. Why don't we say that? So I saw different people understood, and I heard also a few Chavre understood, the Pshat is that there is no Koyach in the assay to be Oiker so many Lavim. In other words, when it's one lav chat pa'ami, then the assay is like the lav. But when it's like pul and imshachas, like bagneva and gzela, there's so many lavim, every single moment there is a new lav, then you have an assay. How could you say that one assay will come and be oiker, mele mafreya, all the lavim? The mele must be, it's only mikan ul haba, and that is why the Rambam does not include that in the lav shinita kle assay. But a different category, lav shenit and l'tashlumi. Rabbi Yishlemar, the Dupshat is different. For two reasons. First of all, that is not in the words of the Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't say that one has the koyach, the other one doesn't have the koyach. That one, it's a lav chat pa'ami, because it's only one lav, there is the koyach of an assay to be oiker the lav. But when it's pulanim sheches, because there's so many lavim, there is no koyach in one assay to be oiker. It doesn't say that in the words. If you take a look, it doesn't say that. That's number one. Number two, halpisvara also doesn't make sense. Who decides what does an assay has a koyach and doesn't have a koyach? The Eibishter decides, the Torah decides. So I, you know, an assay is oiker one lav milafra, that we do understand. Elamai, it's koyach hatera. Eibishter gave the assay, the koyach, to be oiker, the lav milam afreya. Is the same Eibishter, the same Torah, can give a koyach, the Eibishter could do, he fixes the system, he establishes the system, he can make that an assay will have the koyach to be oiker, even lavim of gnev and gzel, of pulanim sheres. Mi omar, who says so? Who says that one has a koyach, one doesn't have the koyach? And Eibishter could make an assertion of the koyach to be eker on the lavim, all the lavims. Is the shlema the pshat is different? Rabbi is saying like this: by regular lav, chat pa'ami, one time lav, that is nitak la'aseh, that the Torah tells you an aseh right after. What's the message of the Torah? The message of the Torah is that the assay is coming to be mesaken the lav. Because you have tshuva, on every avera you have tshuva. But if you have a special assay there, right after the lav, it comes with a special message that you can be mesaken the lav. Now, if it's a lav that is a one-time avera, what possible tikkun is for that lav? The only possible tikkun is to be oiker de lav milam afreya. So we are forced to say, and that's mamish in the Rebbe's words, muzmen zogen, that the pshat of the assay is to be oiker de lav milam afreya. Because what else are you going to say? You understood that there is a tikkun to the lav. What tikkun is possible if not oiker zan lam afreya? There's only one possible tikkun. So you have to say that this is the pshat. But by a lav that is pul and imshaches, and then the Torah puts nitak le'asei, then the Torah puts an asei right after, which the message is again the same message. The message is that the asei comes to be misaken zan the lav. Here, you're not muchach to say that the pshat of the assay is to eker zandolav mile mafriya. Here you have two possible tikkun. First tikkun is that it's mafsig the lav. That mikan olehaba, there is no more lav. Second possible tikkun is that it is oiker the lav mile mafriya. The mele, here, since you can explain the pasuk, you can explain the Torah, that it means the first basic chiddush that mikanu lehaba. Who tells you that the Torah here meant to say that the asay is oikir the lav or the lavim ilamafriya? And if the Torah, if that was the pshat, the Torah should have said it twice. In other words, like you know, when you have one pasuk, you only say the first chiddush, the lower chiddush. If you have two psukim, then you know if the Torah added another pasuk, another limud, then it comes to me mechadish and also the same thing, the second chiddush here too. If the Torah would have wanted to be mechadesh, that there is also the second tikkun, it needed to have a second limud. But once you have just one limud, that limud should be used for the most basic chiddush, that it is mesaken the lav, just mikanu le'aba. Since you possibly can say that, and that's mamash in the words of the Rebbe. Rebbe says, hey, by a lav mele as it. By lav in the class says menaver often lav no bishas ma'isa aver. Ube mele as the teirot gegeben an asay to menatek zan metaken zanem lav. What possible tikkun can be? There's only one. Mit eiker zan do lav mila afreya. Musmen zog. We forced to say as the tikkun is chal lemafreya of the ma'isa aver. Ober by gneva, but by gneva. We don't, there is no Musmen Zogen. We don't have to say that this is what it means. We can say that it means Mikanu Lehaba. And not only we can say, once you can say that, Bepashas, that's what it means. Because the Torah, if the Torah would have meant the second bigger Chiddush, that is Oikel, all the Lavim and the Mafreya, the Torah couldn't have just satisfied itself with just one Limud, since the one Limud, you can only apply it for the Mikanu Lehaba, Bepashas. The mele, that's what it means. Only mikanu le'aba, there is not asay. And therefore the Rambam doesn't include it in the lav shinta klasei, the typical one, but the lav shinta no tashloin. That's l'cheira, the pshat over here in the Rebbe's Kavana, in the pshat of the Agat Shava. Finally, I'd like to conclude with general concept of Pula Nimsheches, a beer, on the concept in general, and in particular with regard to the Sicha, obviously, in particular with regard to Gneva and Gzeila. As mentioned, in Eis Vav, the Rebbe brings in a Nemed Ragachava, and really, if you want, that's really the yusayd of this entire sicha, really the kudan, the yusayd of the whole sicha is that Eizvav, where Rebbe explains that Gneva and Gzeil is Pu'ula Nimsheches, and according to that, all the questions of the sicha are answered. So that is why Chalon Af is Nimshach Ba'elam, etc., etc., as the Rebbe is Ma'ich in the sicha. So that's the point of the sicha, the yusayd of the sicha here, that Gneva and Gzeila is Pu'ula Nimsheches. This musag of a Pu'ula Nimsheches, as I mentioned before, is a concept mentioned several times in the Torah of the Ragat Shava with regards to different inyanim. For example, Hekdesh, somebody who is Magdish something LaHashem, he turns something chul into Hekdesh. Said the Ragat Shava, the process of Hekdesh, the mechanism here of Areni Magdish, of turning something to Hekdesh, not just a one-time thing. You were Magdish, that's it, it becomes Hekdesh. But it's a recurring action. Even if you don't see it, clearly you don't see the person saying Areni Magdish. The person only said it once. But in Eilam HaTera, in the abstract world, in Eilam HaDin, Eilam HaLacha, we considered as if that the dibu, the amira of Areni Magdish is nimsheches, umis chadeshes, and renews itself every single moment. Another example the Gachava brings about marriage. Kinyan and Nisuin, like the Gachava Nisuin Davka, and not Eirusin, we'll soon see. But the second stage in marriage, which is Nisuin, says the Gachava is Pe'ula Nimsheches, is a recurring action. Meaning it's not only a one-time thing, the day of marriage, on the chuppah and so on, the yichud, was a one-time nisuin, was another one-time kinyan, one-time yichud, but it's a recurring action. It's a recurring kinyan. It's mischadesh b'chol rega v'rega. Actually, there is an interesting story about that, where once, I mean, that was the chiddush on the Lagat Shavah, and apparently Reb Chaim Briska wasn't exactly pleased with this concept that Nisuin is Mischadeshes and Nimsheches Kol Rega Verega. So one time he met the Lagat Shavah, they actually, when they were Bar Mitzvah, they learned together for 1 year. They were Chavrusas, so they knew each other, obviously, and so they met later on. They were already older. And Reb Chaim Brisker, as I jokingly, he says to the Lagat Shavah, Mazel Tov. Kvyachol to joke about Lechidudei, you know, Duhalstoch, that Nisuin is Mischadeshes, right? So Mazel Tov. So Lagat Shavah says, why are you telling me Mazel Tov? So Reb Chaim says, "Du halts doch, you hold that Nisuin is Mischadeshes kol rega v'rega. So you deserve a mazal tov today because you get married once again today." So according to one version of the story, the Lagat Shavah answered to, he replied to him as a, on the spot, he said, "You don't need to wish me mazal tov again today because the wish of mazal tov that you told me at the time of the wedding, that wish too, because it's connected to the Nisuin, everything connected to the Nisuin is Mischadeshes, is also Nimsheches Mischadeshes b'chol rega v'rega." So the biggest mazal tov that goes along was also Mischadeshes. Anyhow, but that's a second concept, Nisuin. Another one, which is actually in the Sicha, Shefech Damim Ritzicha, murder, is an avera that it's not only a one-time thing, when the person killed, but it's every single moment that achet nimshach le'ilam, it's a pula nimshach, that is considered as if the person killed and kills and kills again every single moment. And kamuvan, fourth example, gnevan zela. Not just the person stole one time, but the person is stealing again. As long as he did not return, the person is stealing again and again. B'chol rega v'rega. Fraser the Shaila, first of all, general question. What's the Even HaBoichen? And what's the deciding factor? How do you decide something is Chat Pami, is a one-time action, something is Pula Nimsheches, recurring action? How do you say it? How do you decide that? And Zoyz Ve'ayd, specifically regarding to our Sicha here, why is Take Gneva and Gzela included into the Pe'ula Nimsheches Dike things? What makes Gneva and Gzela that it is a Pe'ula Nimsheches more than any other Averus? So Yeshlema de Bir Azei. This is something which, in a different shiur, not regarding to the project Likutei Sichas, but shiurim on the Lagat Shavah, which I once explained, based on a sicha of the Rebbe, which al pi zeh we can explain different inyonim, different concept in the Lagat Shavah's Teira, which he's mechadesh, that they are pe'ula nimsheches. Magdim, just a vertical avot. Chaim Brisker once said that mir, meaning elam and nigle, we deal with the vos. With the vos of the, you know, what's the gather of this, what's the gather of that. aber nicht with the farvos, the why. Why is this together and why is that like that? We don't deal in English. That's chassidus. He didn't say chassidus, but I mean, that's chassidus. Nigla deals with the vos. Vos is the gather of this, vos is the gather of that. That's pe'ula, that's nifel, that's pulen imshechas, that's chad pa'ami, that's chemer, that's sura, that's chevza, that's gavra. Farvos, this mitzvah is pe'ula, and this mitzvah is nifel. Farvos, this is pulen imshechas, farvos, this is chad pa'ami, farvos. That you don't see it in, the Ragatshava doesn't deal with the farvos. But now we see it in the Rebbe's Sichas. In a sicha in Likutei Siras Chelek Hei, Yutes Kislev. There, Rebbe shtelt sich on what the Alter Rebbe says, Benegei Yutes Kislev, that Ze Hayoim Yukva Lemoyed Tmidi BeYisrael. Tmidi, the Rebbe says, Pe'ula Nimshaches. Yutes Kislev is not just a one-time thing, but it's recurring every single moment. In the whole sicha there, the Rebbe explains this concept. One of the nekudas there, it's also ha'eara there, footnote 38 in the sicha. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe establishes the even aboichen of what decides what's a pula nimsheches, what's not a pula nimsheches. Rebbe says like this. The deciding factor is anything that is about to change the teva of something or a chibur, which is the same concept, a chibur of two hafachim, a chibur of two opposites, which in other words, there is a shinuya teva, a fichas teva of something. You need a pu'ula nimshaches. Because otherwise, if you stop your pu'ula, the metzias will come back to its original state. For example, if you throw a ball in the air, if you just do it one time, let's say a balloon, for example, you throw a balloon in the air, you throw it, what's going to happen? The balloon is going to come down. If you want the balloon to stay in the air, you must throw it again and again and again. Pu'ula nimshaches. It would be the opposite. You throw the balloon on the floor and it lands on the ground, that's it. You don't have to, you can go to sleep, the balloon will stay on the ground. But if you want to throw the balloon in the air, you have to do pu'ula nimshaches. You have to renew your action each and every time. Why? Because throw it on the ground, that's the teva, the gravity, right? Teva of the balloon of everything is to be nimshach to the ground. So you do it once. If it was on the table, if it was on your hand, you do it once. You throw it on the ground. That's it. It will stay there. But if you throw it in the air, here you're doing a miracle. Here you're doing something which goes hepech hateva of the balloon. So if you're going to stop your pu'ula, you did it once. But if you're going to stop your pu'ula, it's going to come back to its original nature. You want this to stay. Oh, you have to renew it. And again, and again, and again. And so too, when you're mechadal tu hafachim, if you connect them once, because they're opposite, you're going to live it, then they're going to become disconnected again. They're going to, each one, going to come back to its original state. But if you want that chibur to remain, you have to renew the chibur again and again, pu'ula nimsheches, every single moment. The Rebbe says that this concept is the same idea of hamechadesh betuve bechol yim tamid ma'ase bereishis. That's really the first pu'ula nimsheches in the history. Ebishter is mechadesh b'briyas ha'ilam, why? B'cholim b'tomid ma'ase b'reshim pulim shel kol rega v'rega, why? Because if he stops, it goes back to Ein. The nature of Yochol is Ein, nature of everything. The chidush is to be yesh me'ayin, like the balloon in the air, zrika sa'even, right? Yumata lemayla. So the Ebishna has to be mechadish betu becholim tomin masa bereshis pula nimsheches kol rega verega. The Rebbe explained that pize, two of the concepts that the Ragatchover explains that have, we mentioned them before, that have a pula nimsheches. One is hegdesh, and the other one is nisuin. What is hegdesh? Hegdesh, you're taking something which is chulin, and you turn it into kedusha. This is afichas ateva. It takes in kedusha, which its nature is havdala ve'afrasha, to be separated from the geshem, and you want to make that the geshem, which was chulin, should all of a sudden be kaddish. So you could do it once, but when you did it once, if you stop, each the kedusha will go back to itself, and the chulin, the geshem, will go back to himself, to its original state. If you want the zach, the geshem, to remain kaddish, you'll have to renew the pulas kedusha, a hegdesh, each and every second. So the Rebbe says nisuin. What is nisuin? Yichud tcharu nukva. It cannot be more opposites than a man and a woman. So the pudlas and nisuin connect the two. There's a chibu and a ichud of the two. But if it's done once, a one-time thing, then if you stop the kinyan nisuin, each one goes back to its original state. The chibu of the nisuin is misbattle. Therefore, has to be something that is pu'ul in himshach. You have to renew it every single moment. Obviously, we once explained, but the Rechevsha, that perhaps, according to the Rebbe, according to that Yosoid, the Evan Abuchen, the deciding factor here, can explain what the Ragatshaver is saying, al pinigle, that there is a difference between Erusin and Yisuin. As we know, there is two stages in marriage. First, Kinyan, today we do both under the Chupa, but it used to be that they were separated in time, and there are actually two different types of kinyonim. One is erusin, the kiddushin, that's the first stage, and then there is the nisuin, the chupa, the yichud, which is the second stage. So the Ragatshaver says, "Benegia erusin, it's a pula chat pa'amis. It's not pula nimsheches. It's a one-time thing. You did it once, that's it. It's done." But nisuin, he said, the kin of nisuin, the second stage, that's pula nimsheches. So that's the Vos. According to the Rebbe, we understand the Far Vos. In a letter when the Rebbe sends to Chassan and Kala, the Rebbe says, "Bibirkas Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov." And the Rebbe in the footnote says, "Why twice Mazel Tov?" The Rebbe says, "Kedua benegia Chassan," and that means Nisuin. We say Mazel Tov twice because it refers to the Ichud of Tchar and Nukva, of the two Mazales. Of the husband and the wife, which the Rebbe says are mischaber or misached at the stage of nisuin dafka. Before that, which is erusin, there is no ichud yet. They're somehow connected a little bit, but there is no ichud mushlem, complete ichud between the two mazoles of the husband and wife. Ashek and Nisuin is Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Here you have finally the two Mazoles, which are Misached, and become one. Obviously, we can say that is why Erusin, because the Chibur and the Ichud is not complete, so therefore you don't need for that a Pula Nimsheches. There is no Ichud then. Ashek and Nisuin, where the Ichud becomes complete, and there is a real Ichud between the two, Chibur Beshofrim, for that you need a Pula Nimsheches. On Pizeh, we can also explain the Chiduda, we can say, the Ragatshaver also says that the Churban of Beis HaMikdash is not a one-time thing, but is a Pula Nimsheches. The Rebbe mentions it actually in the Sicha, where the Rebbe says, Keravelt Heint, Yerushalmi, Kolmi, Shleira, Beis Hamidrash b'yamav kiilu nechav b'yamav. The Rebbe says kiilu nechav mamash kipshute heinz, as if the Beis Hamidrash gets destroyed. And the Rebbe also is mitzayin there to the Ragat Shavah, who says that churban Beis Hamidrash is not a one-time thing, that the churban was nechav then lemailam close to 2,000 years, but it's kol rega v'rega, says the Ragat Shavah. Every single moment the churban abayis is mischarev mechadash. That's the vos. According to the Rabbi, we can explain the chidud of the far vos. The nature of ayid is to zayin al shulchan aviyim, to zayin in Yerushalayim, b'samigdash, and so on. That's the nature of ayid. Golu me al shulchan aviyim. That's the hepech hateva of ayid. In mele, the in from churban, the in from golus, that cannot be a chad pa'ami. Has to be a pul nimshaches. It's nimshach kol rega because it's hepech hateva of the neshama of ayid. Now, pizza, we can explain also shefer shvichas damim, retzicha. Why is retzicha pul nimshaches? You can say it's the same thing. This yid had to leave. He had to leave. Mitzat teva advarim, he had to leave. Comes another yid and he kills him. So the fact that this yid now is dead, he's not b'chaim, it's not a tevedik ezach, it's not meant to be kavyochol. He was supposed to leave. Ritzicha goes against the teva of what it was supposed to be. It's a hepecha teva. The mele is not pe'ulna. In other words, if it wasn't for the ritzicha, this person should be leaving. The mele is calls a man. That person is not leaving. Well, what is the pshat? Kol rega verega is clearly there is a new murder. Not just we went back to the state that, you know, hey, he's dead. No, he's supposed to leave. The only reason he's not leaving is because the person killed him. That's hepech hateva. That's mischadeshes. That's nimsheches. The kol rega verega. In fact, before we conclude with Gneva, the Rebbe explains al pize in the Sicha, and is why Yutes Kislev is Yem Tmidi b'Yisrael. Chag Tmidi b'Yisrael. Why? Because it's Pula Nimshach. What's Chassidus? Chassidus is Ma'inasecha Chutza. It cannot be more Chibur Bes Hafachim than that. Ma'inasecha of Chassidus is one thing. Chutza Tachnun Shen Tachnun Lamata Imenu. It's a complete opposite of Chassidus. Mele yafutzu menasera chutz the chibur of a reinbringen Chassidus in nefesh abaymis in tachten in chutzah. For that you need a pul nimshach. It has to be nimshach b'chol rega v'rega. As we can say, al pize also benogea gneva and gzela here in the sicha. That here we can say perhaps this is also the farvos, the pshat. Why is gneva and gzela included into pulanim shechet? Because it's the same concept. When a person steals, this money belonged to the other yid. Al piteva, this money should piteva advarim should be in the other one's pocket. Should be in the other yid's bailus nurushus. Stealing goes hepech hateva. Stealing is a pula that goes against what it was supposed to be. So an inyan of hepech hateva is pula nimshaches. In other words, if this pula would not be nimshal b'chol rega v'rega, really this money should be in the other one's pocket. Elamai, pshat is that the pula of gzela in the abstract world is nimsheches kol rega v'rega, and that is why it's here and not in the other one's pocket. Hepech hateva. And hepech hateva needs to be nimshach b'chol rega v'rega. Ad kan, benagia de sicha, and let's hope that it should be, as the Rebbe says at the end, speaking about pul nimsheches, the Rebbe says that even the Pula Teva, Derch ze duchasia satoiv, in Eish Yud Beis, Rebbe says, and derch ze duchasia satoiv, bringt nicht nur Teva für sich, nur für die ganze Welt, und in an Eifen von Pula Nimsheches.